In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The miracle of the great catch of fish, which accompanied our Lord's calling of his first disciples, illustrates an important truth which is at the center of the Christian faith. Christ calls ordinary men to be a part of his blessed kingdom. The multitude that pressed about our Lord was not special in and of themselves, and yet Christ sat down and taught them. Simon Peter and his fishing companions were ordinary men. There was nothing special about them, but Christ called them to follow him and to become those who catch men. In the same way, dear friends in Christ, you are not special. You are ordinary men, women, and children. There is nothing particularly special about you, but Christ has called you to be a part of his blessed kingdom. This truth is even more amazing when we consider who Christ is in comparison to the ordinary men like us that he calls. Consider for a moment how Christ uses the act of fishing to illustrate the work of bringing men into the fellowship of the church. And to be clear, we are not speaking of hobby fishing with a rod and reel. The kind of fishing of which our Lord speaks uses a net that is dipped in the water and then is pulled out to capture fish and bring them into the boat. In this act of fishing, then, the fishermen and the fish could not be any more different. The fish go about their usual business, unaware of what is going on above them. On the other hand, the fisherman who is from above sees down into the water. He knows the lake where he is fishing, and he knows the behavioral patterns of the fish. And he seeks to bring them into his net, though they are completely unaware. But of course, the most significant way in which a fisherman is different from the fish is that fish are fish, and a fisherman is a man. They are two completely different creatures from one another. The fish cannot begin to fathom the knowledge and understanding of the fisherman. To the fish, he is wholly incomprehensible. Dear friends in Christ, compared to our Lord Jesus Christ, we are like fish. We go about our everyday business, aware only of what goes on around us and what immediately impacts us. But we are completely oblivious to that which is above. In fact, we cannot see or even begin to comprehend it. We are mere fish. Which is to say, the God-man, Jesus Christ, is totally other than us. He is from above. He is all-knowing. He sees all things. And he seeks us out so that we might be caught in his net and brought into his blessed kingdom. But here's the thing about fish. It is in their nature to desire to remain in the water. When a fish sees a fisherman, he flees and hides, just as Adam and Eve hid from the Lord in the Garden of Eden. When the fish finds himself in the net, he frantically seeks to escape at all costs. And when he is dragged out of the water and into the boat, the fish flops around aimlessly, seeking to return to the world below where he thinks that he belongs. Dear friends in Christ, like the fish who thinks that he belongs in the water, we think that we belong in the world. We find comfort in the safety of our homes. We find joy in the beauty of creation. We find pleasure in food and drink. And to some extent, this is all reasonable. But we were not made for these things. We were not made for this world. We were made to be in the kingdom of God, which is the church. This is where we belong. But like a fish out of water, this is completely contradictory to the way that we think. We would often rather enjoy the comforts of our bed than to go to church on Sunday mornings. But if we're honest, this isn't just a once-a-week problem. We would rather enjoy the comfort of our beds than to get up in time to do devotions before the day begins. Likewise, we who live here in New England have a tendency to try to make the most out of the seasons and the nature that is around us, and so we find ourselves prioritizing camp or fishing or vacations over and above Christ's word. But we were not made for these things. The church is where we belong. So thanks be to God that he calls us by his Spirit to be a part of his blessed kingdom. Each and every day, the Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And so, as a fish being dragged out of water, we must daily make the choice to stop fighting the net, to allow this call to penetrate and to change our hearts. Which is to say, we must daily repent of our sins and receive the grace of Christ. For through his word, Christ daily calls ordinary men like you and me to be a part of his blessed kingdom, to receive the grace and forgiveness that he has won for us on Calvary's cross. But there is another way in which Christ calls ordinary men. Not only does he call men through daily contrition and repentance to be drawn out of the depths of sin into his kingdom, Christ also calls men to join him in the act of catching other men. For some men, this call will necessitate that they imitate Peter, James, and John in forsaking all to follow the call into a dedicated vocation of catching men through the gospel. Such men who we typically call pastors have been placed into the office of the public ministry. Such men have a unique vocation and role of dedicating themselves to studying and teaching the Word of God. They typically have an advanced degree accompanied by training and examination to prepare them for the work of pastoring congregations. But make no mistake, what makes a pastor is the call of God. The pastor has been called by God to the work of the public ministry in the church. And this call comes immediately, which is to say it comes through the church's established process. And so those tasked with training ministers in the church certify a man for public ministry. A congregation then calls that man to serve them in the public ministry. Then finally, the local clergy grant their approval of the call through the rite of ordination or installation. Through this process, Christ calls men into the office of the public ministry to serve his church through the public proclamation of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments. And so the pastor serves the church by nourishing the church and, like a fisherman, by drawing erring Christians back into the boat. But the call to join Christ in the act of catching men is not limited to the pastoral office. Dare I say that in our day, the task of catching men is not primarily the job of the pastor. The Apostle Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 4 that the pastor does the work of the ministry in the church, and as he does so, he is to, quote, equip the saints for the work of their vocations. True, you are not primarily concerned with preaching the gospel in your vocations as a father or mother, a son or daughter, a husband or wife, an employer or an employee. Your primary concern in those vocations is to do what God has given you to do by striving to keep the commandments and by showing love to all. But, on the other hand, it is the chief job of parents especially to teach your children the faith that they might be caught in the Lord's net and brought into his blessed kingdom. The failure of a parent to prioritize this work is a grievous sin. But likewise, it is an important task for all Christians to bear witness to their faith at home, at work, and in the community. The words so often misattributed to St. Francis of Assisi are applicable. Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words. But make no mistake, it will be necessary to use words with relative frequency. And so this saying is not an excuse to avoid speaking about your faith simply because you are uncomfortable. For St. Peter makes quite clear in the words immediately following today's epistle that, quote, we should always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And so whether it is a full-fledged apologetics conversation, whether it is sharing your own personal faith journey with someone, or a simple invitation to join you at church, this is the task of all Christians. Dear friends in Christ, Christ calls ordinary men to be a part of his blessed kingdom. And he chooses to use ordinary men like you to extend this call to others, whether it is our children, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, or anyone else. So, are you a Christian? Then do not be afraid. From now on, you will join Christ in catching men. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.